Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski joins us on today's program to take a look back at some of the trends reported in the year 2017.
Well, Chief, an opportunity at the end of the year and the new year to look back at what happened in 2017. And in front of us, we have some information about some of the work that the police department was able to do over the past year and really over the past 5 years. When you calculate these numbers annually, what are some of the things that you tend to look for when you try to collect this data and try to put it to use?
Well, Andrew, the statistics that we track here are really a measure of two components of the service we provide to the community. First is tracking services with respect to our communication center. There, it's everything from dispatching calls for service, receiving incoming calls, receiving 911 calls, working as attendants in the front lobby for persons who walk in and need some type of police assistance with something. So we're very interested that we have appropriate staffing levels there, number one. And number two, we're just looking for trends. And that's really the objective whenever we track things statistically. We want to understand what's happening. We want to know why crime is up, why crime is down, what is driving those numbers, collisions up, collisions down. And it's more than just busy work. It's what we call intelligence-led policing.
And as a part of that, we'll start with the collisions and your traffic enforcement philosophy here at the department. One of the numbers that you had made note of at a recent Pella City Council meeting was the number of accidents and collisions reported in town way down in 2017 compared to the previous five-year trend. What, in your mind, are some of the reasons that could be behind that? Because I know that's very difficult to measure oftentimes when it comes to different factors in a car crash.
There are a lot of independent variables that drive the number of collisions that occur, and we're still trying to understand exactly why, and we will continue our analysis into the year. But this is one of the statistical areas that we're happiest about this year. Our total vehicle collisions in 2017 was actually down 27% over the previous year and about 22% over the five-year average. And there's a number of things that we have done here at the police department and the city has done as well to contribute to driving that number down. I'll start at the city level. Between us, Public Works, and members of the City Council, we have worked to fortify trouble intersections. There's a couple we've identified that really needed more appropriate signage. There's a few that we've had that were high collision areas. And I'll use East 3rd Street and University Street as an example there. That was our highest collision intersection in the city for a number of years. And those who travel through that intersection will notice there's only one subtle little change there, and that is that red attention flags have gone up on the stop signs. Didn't really make sense to me. We hired a traffic engineer to help us with that, and that intersection was a great puzzle. We just didn't understand why the intersections are there. There are clear sight lines. Every single collision that happened there, somebody had stopped at the stop sign. We considered a four-way stop. We considered perhaps a traffic signal there, and we felt with those solutions, it might actually cause a bigger problem. But after we made that little enhancement to the intersection, I don't believe we've had one collision there in the last 2 years.
You look at the other number that really jumps out, and that is a significant drop in the number of arrests from 2013 to 2017, over 125 less over the course of those 5 years. Explain to our listeners your philosophy behind the way you've been arresting and why driving that number down has been a result of years of work.
Yes, Andrew, and actually, if you go back prior to 2013, you'll see a flat line where the police department averaged over 300 arrests a year. And when I first came to the city of Pella, I looked at that, and I looked at the type of crime we had in our community, and everything was flat. It was the same thing year after year after year. And that's a good thing, because if it's that predictable, then we should be able to know what to do about it as an agency. Now, what has happened here is the number of arrests have gone down significantly, and that's because we're not necessarily because we're not doing our job. It's a function of the way we're doing our job and how we're addressing it. And later on this year, you'll see a crime report come out that addresses specifically crime in our community, and you'll see that crime is not trending upward as arrests go down. It's the focus of attention on repeat offenders, we'll call it, you know, there's a principle in nature that we talked about earlier, the 80-20 rule, and 80% of the crime is committed by 20% of the people. But I think in our case, it's probably 80% of the crime by 20 people. You focus your attention on that area, and you don't trump up charges. That's obviously an unethical thing to do, but when somebody messes up, you're there to catch them. And we make sure we put good cases together, cases that are easily prosecutable. We enhanced our offering here at the police department by creating a full-time detective position a few years ago. That has paid off in dividends for us and for the community. And we have a very good prosecutor's office. They were here at the police department just last night for our monthly in-service training. And this is really their news to tell, but I'm gonna say it just as a pat on the back to them. I'll use domestic violence as an example. That is a crime that can often be very difficult to prosecute. And you'll see across the state about 20% of those cases are successfully prosecuted. Marion County, the number, as I believe, is 82% are successfully prosecuted. And that's a tribute to our prosecution team and to the officers and investigators who are putting those cases together as well.
Once again, that was Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.